This is CKMS.
This is CKMS.
Radio Wireway
102.7
FM.
And you are listening to
CKMS from the void.
This is CKMS.
Christopher Sharon.
Good to see you in the void again tonight. So as I promised or suggested or whatever it is I did, I'm not really here tonight. I had to kind of pre-record this thing because I'm in Boston enjoying the celebration of Maynard James Keenan's 60th birthday with what he's calling Sasanta, which I think is Spanish or something for 60 or 60th birthday or something like that. I forget exactly what it means and where it came from, but that's not the important part. The important part is I'm going to see a concert that is kind of like a dream come true for someone like me, someone who has enjoyed going to concerts for many, many years. And you dream up these fantastical situations of impossibilities, like imagine if so-and-so would play with so-and-so. And every once in a while, they might come true. I had one come true one time, Porcupine Tree in Opeth. And nowadays, that wouldn't seem so far-fetched, but at the time, Porcupine Tree was a psychedelic rock band, and Opeth was a death metal band. So it was shocking for a lot of people, but I wanted it to happen, and it did, and it was glorious. So this concert is featuring Pussifer, which is Maynard's sort of solo thing, kind of. He's got three bands, right? He's got Tool, A Perfect Circle, and Pussifer. A Perfect Circle was sort of a spinoff from Tool. It had like affiliations with Nine Inch Nails and whatnot, Primus as well, and Failure, Queens of the Stone Age, Smashing Pumpkins. It was sort of like a supergroup. Well, not sort of. It was a supergroup. And Pussifer was sort of like this thing that he'd been doing in the background related to his comedy and whatnot. I think even longer than Tool had been together. It goes back into the 80s when the first Pussifer stuff was happening. And then A Perfect Circle. They formed because of a relationship between Maynard and Tool's guitar tech, Billy Howardell, who'd also worked with Nine Inch Nails and Smashing Pumpkins and those other people I'd mentioned that kind of bridged the gap between all these guys. And then Primus, which might seem like it's out in left field a little bit. Primus came from a different city, not a different era, but a different city, but they kind of share something in common with having fantastic bass players in them and having kind of a unique sound and approach to music. Both those bands, I think, are Tool anyway. Tool and Primus kind of have their own sort of unique relationship that way of being their own thing. Love it or hate it. And the drummer for Primus, Tim Alexander, has drummed for A Perfect Circle. He was the drummer on their very first handful of releases. He wasn't the drummer on the first record. That was Josh Fries, who is back in A Perfect Circle for this tour right now, so which is exciting. I was kind of thinking maybe Tim Alexander would just play drums for everybody. Because he was a drummer for Pussifer on their first record and first tour that I saw them anyway. I remember seeing Tim Alexander at the Queen Elizabeth Theater at the Profound show where I made that beautiful bootleg of Mama Said. But so all three of these bands playing together, but not just like a killer lineup of like so-and-so opening up for so-and-so. Apparently we're going to hear a combination of each band playing their own songs and playing together and morphing and jamming. And they've even written some original music just for this show. Three song EP featuring music by all three of these guys, all three of these bands. So yeah, it's remarkable. And they're only playing like 10 dates or something like that. And two of them, the first two dates, are in Boston. And me and my buddy Adam are going to go see them in Boston for the very first night of the tour. I shouldn't say are going to. See, we're there right now. It's a trip, man. It's going to be good. So, to celebrate, we're going to play some Pussifer, some Primus, and some Perfect Circle. So, start off the show, we're going to go with Pussifer, off of their record Conditions of My Parole, which is, I think, their third studio record. It's a good one. I really enjoyed this tour. That was probably, for me, the most I enjoyed Pussifer yet was during this tour. Not that the music they've done since hasn't been great. I just saw them live a couple more times and didn't enjoy it as much as the first couple times I saw them. So this is the title track off of Conditions of My Parole. Conditions of My Parole. Anyway.
Sweet baby Jesus on fire, I'ma need a damn lawyer and a miracle to pull my ass out of this. Devil kept poking the bowl, so I shook her at the Modown beat, 'cause I was over it. Should've done my gatting to the birdie, but what if she's a zombie or a Dracula? I better hang on to this. Lordy, with my hand up on the Bible, swear I shot the damn devil, not a bitch, but the popo don't give a shit. Lordy, won't you show a little mercy? I've been on the straight and narrow since the judge and the warden done paroled me. Rat poison devil kept pooping, so I shipped her ass to Mozambique, 'cause I was over it. All of my head up here. Intoxication, public urination, and parole violation. But the CSI couldn't find the body to corroborate my bullshit story. Sweet Jesus, don't let the judge release me. What if she's a zombie or a Dracula? Try to fool me there. Devil walked away from my bank and tripped the Motown Creek. Kill me.
Now, back in high school, when I was first getting into Tool and A Perfect Circle, this was the song from Perfect Circle that first grabbed me. I rejected A Perfect Circle at first. I thought Tool was just too good, and Perfect Circle was just too poppy and too accessible. And, you know, that might be the case, depending on your perception. But Perfect Circle is just fantastic. Out of these three bands, Perfect Circle might be the best example of a good arena rock band. I saw these guys at the Rico Coliseum. I've seen them outdoors at the Molson Park in Barrie. I've seen them at the Air Canada Center. And no matter where you see them, they sound great. They're just... it's perfect. They remind me of U2 that way. U2 is a perfect arena rock band. Whether you like U2 or not as well, they're undeniably perfect for their venue. So... and there's a great a TED Talk. I may have even talked about this before one time, but it's one of my favorite TED Talks, and it's with David Byrne talking about how much the venue in which music's created dictates the way it sounds, a lot more than you might think. And I completely agree, and he's got a really good argument about it, or for it. So check out that David Byrne TED Talk if you're interested. So this is Rose by A Perfect Circle off their first record, Mer de Nom.
Compromise what I will I am. Bend around the wind, the silence.
For this next track, we're going with a Primus tune. Now, Tim Alexander, the drummer I mentioned for Primus, hasn't always been Primus's drummer. He wasn't the original drummer, but he was on, pretty sure he was the drummer for their first record and the first handful of records. But then he left and was replaced by Brian Mantia, Brian Brain Mantia. Also done some work with Solo Claypool, Buckethead, Guns N' Roses. He's quite the drummer. And Primus kind of dissolved after that for a while. And there were some resurgences with like Primus-like bands like Sausage, which was a resurgence of the original Primus lineup before they ever recorded anything. But then Primus got back together for this little EP, half an hour long, five tracks, called Animals Should Not Try to Act Like People. And this was sort of like a promo for a tour they were about to do, which they were calling the Tour de Fromage, which was about, they were just wanted to tour on playing their album Sailing the Seas of Cheese in its entirety, which is another fantastic record. We're going to play a track off Sailing the Seas of Cheese later. And the tour was great. And I remember seeing that on that tour, and they played a couple tracks off of this album, and one of them was this song, and they played it completely differently. And they did an instrumental version of it. I remember like just waiting for the vocals to come in, and it never happened. And I was just blown away. And I do have a soundboard recording of it, but it's not good enough. I don't like it good enough to play it here tonight. So I'm going to play the cut right off the EP, which I think is a great EP. I love this album. And if you bought it originally, I don't know if it still does or not, but it came with a DVD with a bunch of obscure, bizarre videos where Buckethead makes an appearance. He's renting out a closet in Les Claypool's basement where he practices guitar 24/7. Very strange. But either way, this is Mary the Ice Cube off of Animals Should Not Try to Act Like People.
Doesn't nothing ever last forever? nothing ever lasts forever.
For this next track, we're going back to Pussifer. And this is a track off of the Money Shot record, the album that came out after Conditions of My Parole. And this song, it's not as much of a... Well, it is a song, but it's also got this bizarre monologue that goes on in it. It's a story Maynard is kind of telling about an encounter with a person. And it seems too fantastic to be real. But, knowing what Maynard represents and what he sings about in his mindset, I wouldn't be surprised that he would open himself up enough to be approached by someone like this and would have a dialogue like this with somebody. And I have met people like this. It's bizarre. It's always wonderful. You never see it coming. You just bump into somebody one day who you have a brief conversation with that, you can't tell if they're insane or they're an alien or what it is, but what they have to say is so deeply profound and equal parts absurd. It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's beautiful. And this track is one of those things. So this is Simultaneous off of Money Shot by Pussifer.
So the first time I saw him was at the annual city festival at the end of the plaza on Punker Hill, also known as the Island of Misfits. It's like a mound of black leather and army surplus jackets and boots and spiky egg white hairdos and mohawks and second generation exploited and minor threat and Sex Pistols patches and stuff. Basically a haven for the misunderstood punky, rocky, gothy, woe is me types. And there he was, like right in the middle of it all. Oversized yellow foam rubber cowboy hat and pink plastic Toys R Us pistols and holster. Off-white dashiki shirt and tattered bell-bottom jeans. Leather feet, Raleigh cigarette finger stains. He was an island within an island, and I just kind of had to know more. So I sat with him for hours just trying to get a bearing on his beautiful insanity. Every third inquiry was met with, an eloquent but unusual response, and, the subsequent exchange kind of warranted continuing the conversation because he was interesting. The other two thirds of my efforts were dismissed while he took in the constant flow of the festival crowd all around us. A raging river of multicultural music, art, food, families. All of this was his Walkman at full volume. I think it was Foreigner playing through the headphones. And I asked, maybe you can turn it down so we can talk. And he replied, "Can you hear me?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, then it's fine." He never really pretended, not once, to be able to organize all this chaos that was going on around us. He just unapologetically chose which pieces to focus on. But, after a few hours, we seemed to have kind of found our stride, found our rhythm, kind of settled into it. We're having these intermittent conversations, flipping back and forth between the chaos and the focus. And then, just kind of out of nowhere, he seemed to become a little unsettled and disturbed. And I asked him what was wrong, and he just blurted out, "Peanut parents and syrup." And then he looked at me like I wouldn't know what that means. And then he said, do you have any batteries? So basically his Walkman was running out of power and he just needed batteries. So before I could even turn and ask one of our fellow punkers for some AA's, he grabbed my face with both hands. And then for the first time in the entire conversation, he gave me his complete focus and attention, completely present, and calmly said, we will never know world peace until three people can simultaneously look each other straight in the eye.
Should the oceans rise? Should the sky come falling down? Should the islands tremble beneath us? See our better nature blossom.
Next track, we're going back to A Perfect Circle, to track off of their second record, 13th Step. This record is sort of like a tale of addiction and recovery, and it's loosely told through the 12 steps, right up to the 13th step, which I think is relapse, maybe? I'm not sure. Maybe it's got something to do with sex and recovery. I forget exactly. I've heard it before, probably because I wanted to figure out what the album is about. Now this song is sort of about what drugs do to you and how you perceive them. It's about someone who's had a drug or drinking problem. They've gone through the steps to get rid of it. And now that they're free of the addiction, they deny ever having a problem. They're kind of like this holier than thou, high horse kind of thing. The song's meant to be a wake-up call for these people that have made it through and out, and that they did have a problem, and they still kind of do. And maybe they could help somebody else, maybe teach them something. This is The Noose, off of the 13th step by A Perfect Circle.
Completely silent. and not to pull your halo down around your neck and tug you off your cloud. But I'm more than just a little curious how you're planning to go about making your amends to the dead.
First time I think I played Pussifer on the show, I played that bootleg recording I had of Mama Said, which was a moment of an epiphany for me. Mama Said's off their first record, which was called V is for Vagina. It's a wonderfully ridiculous record that I couldn't stand when it first came out, and it wasn't until I saw them live where I learned to kind of enjoy it. Now back in 2020, 2021, when it was all the rage for these bands to do these kind of pay for access live streams, kind of concerts from a studio somewhere, Pussifer was one of the bands that was doing that, and they released a record at that time called V is for Versatile, and they do another version of Mama Said that's unique from the original, unique from the version I played before, and I really do enjoy this version quite a bit. So this is a live and studio version of Mama Said, recorded during the pandemic at some point.
Changes come. Keep your dignity.
Now, that last Primus song I played, Mary the Ice Cube, was a wonderful, gooey example of Primus kind of doing their live thing in the studio. But Primus Live is something very special. And that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most about this concert I'm at right now, is listening to Primus Live. Because that's something I'm really missing in my life, is live Primus. And they don't come to Canada all that often, and they, if they do, it's usually only Toronto. You know, I've had to cross the border. I've crossed the border to see Primus more than any band. And tonight is no exception. And Primus is one of those bands that when they do their things live, they like to twist them up and make them unique. I have a whole series of soundboard recordings. So this song here, American Life, that we're about to listen to, I have, I don't know, somewhere around 40 or 50 recordings of this song at different places, and they're all different, and some of them are 8 minutes long, some of them are 20 minutes long. Even on a tour where they play that song every night, night after night after night, it'll be drastically different from one night to the next. So I picked out a version that I like. It's got a good sound quality, It's been mastered or remastered by somebody who, you know, had a good touch, because these soundboard recordings are never a great way to get a sound. It's the sound they used to put out through the PAs, right? And there's lots of bleed, and it's not being set up with the studio kind of recording in mind, so there's not a lot of control. But anyway, Primus likes to make everything a psychedelic mess. And I want you to think about this while you're listening to it. Not to sound like I'm like a music purist or anything, but these guys are a power trio, right? Like Rush, right? And I know that Les would love that comparison, comparing them to Rush. They're like a twisted, demented psychedelic circus version of Rush. We got Tim Alexander on drums, who is like this caveman, polyrhythmic, bombastic maniac. Very unique, and has capabilities that are unique to only a handful of human beings I've ever heard. We got Lair Lalonde on guitar. This guy is capable, right? He can play like Joe Satriani or Steve Vai, but he doesn't. He plays like a drunken lunatic. And it's fantastic. There's no one that does it like him. And he's what makes Primus hard to get into for some people. But it's also what makes Primus what it is. You can't do Primus without Lair Lalonde. You know, he's constant. And then we got Les Claypool. The man, the myth, the legend, the bass-playing maniac that leads this way through. So think about it. As you're losing yourself in a psychedelic mess in a few minutes, it's just three dudes on stage doing their thing. So this is American Life, live from the Bass Hall in Austin, Texas, sometime in 2012.
This is the second night in a row. Your side of the crowd's all lively, and I got a bunch of snoozers. They're all snoozing over here. They're snoozing it up. Your side's all, what's going on?
We got together earlier and figured it all out, right?
Too proud to be poor. The year that the fever took fire.
blood veteran, born and bred in the South Bronx. He's living off the streets now in East LA, residing in a cardboard box. He plays a little git and he has a small dog, searching for aluminum cans, holds on tight to his dignity. Have American life. Born into American life. Oh, we have American
time. Time to shut her down. For you anyway. For me, it's probably just getting started. Just getting fired up. Getting electric. Things are getting melty and gooey. And I hope it's all I imagine it could be and more. That's what I love about a good concert, is that it meets your expectations and then just blows them away. And it doesn't have to be some sort of stage trick or antic. It's something that happens inside of you because of something that's happening in front of you. And these guys are the masters of the controlled experience. Maynard loves a guided experience. When you go to see bands like Perfect Circle, they have rules that if you pull your cell phone out, you're done. I've seen them kick guys out of the concert for cell phones, but not drugs. You smoking a joint? No, just put it out. I don't want to see you do that again. Is that a phone in your hand? Yeah, you're done. Go. And that's just, to me, beautiful. A lot of people get all butthurt about it, and I read articles about how angry people are about he's a control freak trying to take people's cell phones away. No. He's trying to keep your dumbass from interrupting someone who has the smarts to leave their phone in their pocket. Because that's what it's about. It's not about checking your text or your email, right? You're not supposed to get your email while you're at a concert. It's supposed to be about the concert. That's it. It could be a war going on outside. It doesn't matter. As long as the band's still playing, things are good. It's an escape from reality. It's not more of the same. So, I know it's going to be great. I know I'm having a great time. Because he's the master of this. And so is Primus. So it's going to be a goo fest of goobiness. So to finish the show off, we're going to go with Three Libras by Perfect Circle off their first record, Mare de Gnomes. And this is another beautiful song, like The Noose. I think the song's about more sexual provocativity. You know, we're thinking like in the music video, I think Maynard's having a threesome or a foursome or something. Maybe it's with three women who happen to be Libras. I don't know. But anyway, it's beautiful. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're having a great night. I hope I'm having a great night. And always, love from the void.